If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Row.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Row.
And as we're getting into the weekend, we're going to get into this hour with Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, coming up on May 17th. That is 2 weeks from today. They will honor the very best in business at the BEES, the Business Excellence Awards. Join them for a dazzling red carpet award ceremony, entertainment, and a dessert reception. Get your tickets online at carolinachamber.org. Get more information on the town of Carrboro at townofcarrboro.org. And we've got the mayor of Carrboro here in the studio on this feel-free Friday to help us out with Conversations with the Mayors. Lydia Lavelle, how are you?
Good. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. And this is going to be a cool weekend for the town of Carrboro because we got Carrboro Day coming up on Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's always a fun event. I think once in recent years since I've been on the board, we had to cancel it because we had a total washout. Now, I heard your forecast, you know, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I think we'll be okay for Sunday, but, you know, it's the tradition is to always have this on the first Sunday of May, and it's, you know, kind of hometown celebration. And, you know, I've heard you talking about it throughout the day or throughout the week. But again, folks, it's from 1 to 5 at Carrboro Town Commons. Lots of good music, good food, games, fellowship, exhibits, Poets Council, Plant Exchange, you know, books, all kinds of just, you know, a lot of fun for the family.
I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but what's the origin of Carrboro Day? Do we know when it began or why?
My memory is, not that I was here, but I think I've heard it told that the board or community members decided that they wanted to have some kind of a way to start celebrating the community in an old-fashioned kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it originated sometime in the 90s, but
okay.
I can get that history for you.
Was there a reason why it was like first Sunday of May? It's a good time of year to do it.
It's a great question because, as you know, March is actually when the anniversary of the founding of, I think it's March 3rd, is when we were chartered. And so I guess it wouldn't be as fun outside on March 3rd.
I was going to say, that it might even snow at that point. You never know.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's a good history on it, and I'll try to find out for you.
Awesome. All right. So that's on Sunday, again, from 1 to 5. Carrboro Town Commons is where that's going to be. I think I screwed up and said Weaver Street yesterday, but it's Carrboro Town Commons is where it's going to be, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's happening this weekend, but this entire month is Bike Month in the town of Carrboro, and you already had one cool event, which is the Mayor's Bike Ride, right?
Yeah. So we had that on Wednesday morning, and that's another one that is kind of interesting. It's a little dependent on the weather. One year we had a lot of rain, but we all still did it anyway. We only had about 20 people. I think this time we had a good turnout. Maybe I would just guess we had close to maybe 50 ride.
Nice.
And it was a good group of folks, some beginners, you know, some who didn't ride much, and then, of course, some of the people who ride a lot. But it's nice to be kind of almost like Heidi Perry was laughing about how it was almost like having a shoulder by having the police officers alongside of us. It was very, very safe. I guess I'll say it was very safe bicycling conditions. Every time you came to a traffic light, you know, they kind of went out and let the whole group go through.
Nice.
And then at each, you know, different stop sign, you know, we'd kind of wait for everyone to kind of catch up, make sure no one had any trouble. But, you know, it was a pretty nice, easy 3-mile ride throughout town. Beautiful morning for it. Lots of energy, you know, lots of people just really happy to get out and move around. And then afterward, we went in and had some coffee and bagels and fruits and things like that.
Oh,
so
cool.
Yeah, it was a good way to kick off the month. And this year we did it on May 1st. You know, sometimes we don't get to actually do it on the first day of the month.
It's a really cool event. And I want to go back to what you said just a second ago and to kind of move past it quickly. But 20 people showed up to ride bikes on bike day in the rain in a previous year. And I think that says a lot, too, because...
Yeah, it was kind of a cold, nasty day, and, you know, we had on rain jackets, and I don't remember if it was pouring while we were riding, but it was not a day you would say, hey, I want to go out and ride my bike.
Yeah, I seem to remember, because this was last year, right?
Like,
I seem to remember we were plugging it, and now, God, go out for the mayor's bike ride. It is going to be pouring, but it's going to be all right, and people actually do, and I think that says a lot about the town of Carrboro and the commitment to, like, being a bike-friendly town.
What was fun was this year we also had a few younger people with us, you know, like, I'd say elementary school students with us, and one, in fact, was there because the week before when the second graders came to Carrboro Town Hall and I spoke with them, I told them about this event I had. And I said, and you know, you guys don't have school on Wednesday, so if you want to come and join us, please do so. And sure enough, this second grader and two of his siblings and his parents showed up and they all rode bikes with us. And so that was pretty awesome.
Awesome. So what else is coming up for Bike Month?
So we have, you know, kind of a litany of activities and proclamations, if you will, that we do every year. But one of them is that we have what's called, you know, kind of, I guess, Bike to School Day, which is on May 13th. Okay, so like the whole month is Bicycle Month. Bike to School Day is May 13th. I think that date's wrong. Let me look a date here real quick, because I know the 13th through 19th is Bike to Work Week, mm-hmm. and May 17th is Bike to Work Day. I know that Bike to School Day is on the Wednesday of the MPO, and so I think I have the date wrong on my notes here. But I think it's a week from Wednesday.
Does that be the 15th,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, either Wednesday or a week from Wednesday is Bike to School Week. Actually, I think it's Wednesday. I think it might be this Wednesday coming up. And then a week from Tuesday is when we have this, we kind of have the bicycle breakfast mm-hmm. over by behind Armadillo Grill and over near the bikeway. So that's always a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, and that's right by the bikeway, the Libicotton Trail. That's a really cool bike pedestrian trail just to walk on. I love that. And it's a kind of a hidden gem downtown.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun because you can kind of see, you know, like behind buildings, and you see some graffiti and different things. And hopefully someday when the Butler property gets developed, you mm-hmm. know, it won't be quite so scary on some of that property. But I think what is really cool about that bike breakfast is, you know, there's a lot of people who attend it every year, but it also captures a lot of people just using the bikeway, you know, mm-hmm. and they're riding by there and it's like, hey, you know, come over here and celebrate, you know, bike month and have breakfast. And they're like, sure, I'll do that, because they're out there from like 7 to 10.
Right,
so it's a really,
right.
It's like, I would say, almost an advocacy event as part of the month, too. So,
awesome. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org for more on town government, including Carborough Day coming up this Sunday, as well as events for bike month throughout the month of May. Also, budget season for every government, state government, municipal governments, county and town. So where do things stand as far as Carborough's budget talks are concerned?
Yeah, so we're going to be presented with our manager's recommended budget on Tuesday night. Our manager has met with each of the board members individually and kind of talked through his thoughts about the budget and gotten input on an individual basis, if you will, from all of the board members. And so he'll do his first presentation, or his presentation, I should say, on Tuesday. Just a little bit that I do know about the budget he's going to present, and I always find it interesting, Aaron, because I've been listening to some highlights this week, you know, about Chapel Hill's budget and Orange County's budget. You know, our operating budget is, I want to say only, it's only $25 million, and then our total budget is $58 million. I know, obviously, we're the smaller of the jurisdictions I just mentioned, and so it's you know, I think sometimes people like to think, oh yeah, well, we're all three about the same, you know, we're just kind of like a little player, but we do a lot with little. I think.
Where does the extra 33 come from?
The extra 33
million. Between the town, the operating budget and the full budget?
Yeah. So, the $25 million is operating. Our total is 58, and so the extra is like our capital improvement program.
Okay.
And then also some part of it is also a couple of our special activity type accounts. For instance, this year, since last July 1st, we just implemented our stormwater utility fund, and so that this year we collected $800,000 for that. Mm. So that's an example. I guess one thing I'd like to tell folks is last year, we started our first year of a two-year half-cent increase to go toward affordable housing. And so we had the half-cent last year. This year, the manager's recommending that second half-cent. So that'll be a full penny toward affordable housing. Plus, we also fund a little bit more through some other programs we have. So we're feeling good about the money we have in that account, or going toward that program, if you will. I mentioned the stormwater utility. The manager is going to present the budget on this Tuesday night, and then we'll have a work session regarding the budget on May 21st. And I think at that time, you know, we'll probably have some discussion about, you know, whether we want to go mostly with the recommended budget, or whether we, as a board, might see a need to add capacity maybe to staff to kind of address a lot of the pressing issues in town. One of the items that we hear about a lot from our community is wanting to really, you know, not only just plan but implement faster our bicycle, our pedestrian, and our sidewalk kind of projects. And, you know, our staff works their tails off, and it might be, we might be at a point where the board might want to consider consider, you know, budgeting extra money, you know, perhaps looking more toward increasing staff. But that's something I think that our board should discuss. In addition to that, this year we're kicking off a comprehensive planning, you know, effort for the entire town. The manager's recommended budget includes $200,000 to get that going. And again, that'll be another huge project that's, you know, kind of be part of our planning department. I mean, I always tell folks, I feel like our planning department is just, you know, it's perhaps maybe all of our departments work very, very hard, but it seems like a lot of the ideas we come up with go straight into that planning department. So it'll be interesting kind of, I think, discussion this budget season.
Are you anticipating or do you know yet any additional tax increase beyond that half cent for affordable housing?
The manager has not recommended any beyond that, but I think he wants, and I do too, I want our board to kind of really talk it through. You know, if we feel like our staff needs extra capacity to get some things to happen, you know, that then we ought to take it on our shoulders and say, well, we might have to implement a tax hike on ourselves to get more staff to make things happen. But, you know, that's something I haven't really talked to any other board member about, but that's part of what a work session is about, to kind of see, you know, where we want to go with the different projects we want to see happen.
It's difficult, and we've got the story running today, and I know the Herald Sun has a good piece about Orange County's budget and the decisions that they have to make, and it's that tough call of, do we spend a lot of money now up front, which is going to cost a lot and maybe cause a significant tax increase now, but if we do it now, then we don't have to spend more money down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough thing to have to decide.
It is, and especially when you're trying to factor in things that are outside of your control, like mm-hmm. the national economy, you know, or the state economy, or the political environment, or how those kind of decisions will, you know, affect your budget. I know another aspect of our budget was the manager explaining that we're having to put a little more money than in previous years into our local government retirement system because of some decisions that were made by the administrator of that system. And so that's like, for example, a tremendous mandate that was suddenly kind of pushed on local government within the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So you're right. I mean, it's kind of trying to be a forecaster and trying to look at a crystal ball and figure out what's going to happen.
Speaking with Mayor Lydia LaBelle, that meeting's coming up on Tuesday. And as we wrap up this conversation, another thing happening on Tuesday is a drop-in session on the Jones Creek Greenway, which we've talked about recently, but this is going to be Tuesday at 5 p.m. at Morris Grove Elementary School for people
yeah.
who want to come out and find out more about that.
Absolutely. So at Morris Grove, and we're holding this drop-in out there because it's actually where the Greenway is. And so for folks, if you haven't seen this Greenway, it might be a good opportunity to kind of go out and see it, and you'll be coming... you would be coming on the Greenway from Morris Grove toward Lake Hogan Farms. And the piece we're talking about that's going to be constructed is the last little bit between what's already there, the Greenway that's already there, and Lake Hogan Farms. And so it's not a very long piece. It is a little challenging because it goes over a creek. And so part of the discussion is what kind of a bridge, how long, how wide. But, you know, a lot of that is specified by, you know, kind of requirements of the you know, the various entities that regulate that creek. But you know, they're kind of just getting a lot of input from people. And I think there's like three stages at which they get public input and then come to the board and talk to us about what they've heard and what stage they're at. And so I think this is the second stage. We'll have a public hearing that night on Tuesday to kind of get more feedback from them. And then after that, there'll be one more public hearing, and that'll be when the project is pretty close to being completely designed. And then it'll be done. So this summer, I believe they hope to start construction. I'm not sure if they'll complete it, but it won't be long thereafter.
Again, Tuesday, 5 p.m. at Morris Grove Elementary School for that. And 7 o'clock on Tuesday night for the town board meeting. It's going to be in Town Hall with a talk about the budget and more. Carborough Mayor Lydia LaBelle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
And again, townofcarborough.org for more information on town government.